It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we have a great destination for you today. We are going on a road trip. Yay! I think everybody loves that sound. You know, when you hear someone say, let's go on a road trip, that just, you know, conjures up in your mind, you know, like getting together with your girlfriends or packing the whole family in the car and, you know, just kind of heading down the road and knowing that you're going to have a great time. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to start at A and go all the way to Z in talking about a road trip. Now, a lot of times when we think about hitting the road, we also think about, you know, traveling by air. And you guys know I'm the fly girl because I used to be a flight attendant. And I always say, yeah, let's take an airplane ride. But really, the car trip is really a great trip to take. And, you know, I don't know, when I think about it, you know, I think about summer trips, but today we're going to talk a little bit also too about maybe a winter road trip and what we need to think about with that. So on our show today, we have all kinds of things to talk about. We're going to talk about getting our car in great condition. We have a really special guest to really get us set up for that. And also things like planning the trip, you know, food, you know, accommodations, anything like that. What about that heavy traffic that can really snarl not only our trip, but also our budget in terms of the gas? So we look at all of those things. What about emergency road service and just everything? And speaking of road trips, I have my favorite road buddy sitting in with me, as always, Doc Bill. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Northeast Georgia, we like this area here. And again, when you think about traveling, getting around, I think the vehicle that I much prefer is the car. It's your environment. You can control what's going around it, and you have immediate access to what's going on around you.
You have a lot more control, right?
Oh, at least I think I do.
and I know you are on the road a lot when you go down to Sapelo with the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Is who you're with?
I do, and whether I'm going with you or we're going down there with the dogs, it's a great trip. I can stop and control my food. I can control the climate of my vehicle, and I can control the music and the content of what I listen to.
All that stuff. And really, the car is the main part of a road trip because you have to have your car and have to have your car in good condition. And in order to do that, we really need to bring someone in who really knows all about cars and getting those cars in a great condition. And that is Bud Hughes, who is with Bud's Garage. And he's right here on WDUN on Saturdays from 12 until 1. And I know most of you have listened to his show, so you know you're going to get some great information on helping us plan that road trip. And he just really has a long list of credits. I mean, he's done a little bit of everything from the automotive technology instructor at East Hall High School and also worked as a mechanic and a shop foreman and service manager and service technician. And I don't know, I think the list is probably all the way out the door, but we're glad to have you here sitting in with us today.
Well, thanks. Glad to be here. And it sounds like I can't hold a job. First of all, let me tell you, if I'm planning a road trip with my girlfriends, I am in big trouble. You can do that. I can't.
Right? Yeah, I think you're right about that. So family then, how about that?
Okay, there we go.
All right, so what do you have for us? I mean, when we think about road trip, we're thinking about, you know, getting that car ready. But, you know, we've had some really, really crazy weather lately. So
we have.
I know road trips can happen even during the winter. So what do you have for us for maybe winter trips?
With this cold weather, it can actually be life-threatening if you have an issue with your car where it breaks down. Mm-hmm. And there's some things to check. And basically, I put it into two categories. You check stuff under the hood, and then you check stuff under the car.
Okay.
If you don't know what you're checking, don't even go there. Take it to a trained professional. I've got a whole list of them on the website as far as who are partners with Bud's Garage. And these are the things that they would be checking. You can do a visual and then maybe get it to an expert to say, hey, this doesn't look right. You know, should I take care of this? The things I check under the hood is you want to check your belts. Nowadays, you have one belt that drives everything on the car for the most part, cooling, air conditioning, all of that. And if that breaks, you're in big trouble. So that's called a serpentine belt. You want to check that with the engine off. You just want to look at it with a light, make sure it doesn't have any chunks or hunks out of it,
okay.
Make sure it's not frayed, that kind of thing. And this belt drives on both sides. So it's driving on one side that's grooved and on the flat side that isn't grooved.
Hmm.
It also drives components. So you got to check both sides of the belt. You want to check hoses. You want to make sure they're not swelled up, they're not leaking. They're not real dry. A lot of times the hose on the bottom of the engine will be subjected to oil leaks and things like that, and it makes it real spongy and not very good. So you want to check all of this stuff with the engine cold and the car shut off. And if you have a question, then get it to a trained professional. Fluids, if you go into your owner's manual, it'll tell you how to check your fluids. One thing, you want to check your coolant, obviously, and I'll get back to that. Your engine oil, your transmission oil, your brake fluid, and your clutch fluid if you have a standard transmission car. Now, when you're checking your engine coolant, when we open the hood of our car, you oftentimes notice a little plastic tank where you put antifreeze or coolant in.
Right.
That is attached to the radiator with a hose. Mm. But that's not exactly telling you what's in the radiator necessarily, because if there's a hole in that hose, you can put fluid in that tank and it won't get back into the radiator.
That's true. So you need
to double check that. You need to check the radiator itself, car shut off and cooled down, to make sure the fluid is actually in the radiator. So that's an important thing when you're checking your coolant.
Okay.
If you're under the car, all right, obviously you're not going to be under the car unless you have a way of getting under the car safely.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'd be under the car, but.
Well, I'm just saying. But you can do a visual check of things like your tires.
Right,
okay?
right. Absolutely.
Always check the spare. People forget, hey, I got that fifth tire back there, or if you've got a dually or something like that, you got one more tire.
That's true.
Bad news if you get a flat tire and your spare is flat.
And you haven't checked. You're absolutely right about that. I would say that's a key one.
Inflation. You want to make sure the tires are properly inflated to the recommendations. Tread wear, cracking, bulging, things like that where you may have hit a curb and put a bulge in the tire.
Oh.
That indicates damage inside the tire. You want to get that taken care of. Might not bother you around town, but you get out on the highway with it, and that's when you're going to create problems.
Very good point.
When you got the car up in the air, you're checking the brakes, the brake pads, the shoes, the hoses, the lines that go to the brakes. And then the last thing you want to check is your shocks and your struts while you got that car up in the air. Make sure that those things aren't leaking, because suspension is really important, especially when you pack the car up and you're going to travel a long distance in it.
Now, I was taught years ago there was something called the penny rule. You stuck a penny in the tread.
There is.
Does that still apply? Or
still applies. If you can see Lincoln's, you know, how would I phrase it? If you could see Lincoln's head, when you stick it in there, you know, you're good.
You're not good.
You're not good.
No, you're down.
Ooh.
You're down too far.
Okay, so not good if you can see Lincoln's head.
Right, and if you can only afford a couple tires, let's say you've saved up for your trip, and that, make sure you put them on the back. Put the good two tires up on the front. Put the other tires on the back. There was some debate about that years ago too, but we figured that out.
Okay, so good tires on the front. Now let me, because I do want to get to supplies and things that you would recommend that we have in the car. But is there any difference now if we're going on a summer road trip? Because I know a lot of people want to do road trips during the summer, and spring break's coming up too.
I think the safety checks are the same.
Okay.
You know, whether it's winter or summer, I think the safety checks are the same. Supplies, you always want to have your cell phone and your charger. There's very few things you can do on your car for breaks down alongside of the road anyway. So you need to get somebody. You need to get somebody to on the phone that can help you professionally. Obviously, in the summertime, you're not going to worry about having warm clothes in your trunk or shovels or things like that. But that's stuff I would recommend if you're going on a trip. And you need to consider your driving talents. I know you like to fly.
Yes, I do.
If you're going to Colorado on a road trip and you've never driven in heavy snow and stuff, you might want to fly there and get public transportation to the ski slopes and that, because it's not something you want to learn on the fly.
I totally agree with you on that. And I think that's really, really very good advice. Now, anything else for us as we come down to the end of the show? Any other tips?
Well,
what about our trunk? What about loading? Because we're going to have a bunch of stuff to take.
Well, you want to make sure you load the car evenly. You'd be surprised. I used to teach a lot of racing stuff. And when you scale a car, you really get a sense of, you know, how much a little bit of weight difference makes on a corner of the car. You got to look at a car like a board.
Okay.
You put too much weight on the right front or the left rear or whatever, it affects the way the car handles. So make sure you load the trunk evenly. Make sure you load the people evenly.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If Uncle Ernie weighs 500 pounds and Aunt Bertha weighs 300, you don't want to put them on the right side of the car. You want to spread it out a little bit, right?
Spread it out a little bit. Absolutely, absolutely.
One very important safety thing, if you do get stuck in the snow and you're going to be sitting idling for a while, make sure the tailpipe is clear.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get into issues with that where they fall asleep from asphyxiation because this tailpipe is stuck in a snowbank or something.
Yeah, you just may not even realize that.
No.
Yeah, you just may not even think about that. But these are great, really great tips for us and for our listeners as they think about planning those road trips now as well as road trips in the summer. Now, we'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about planning and how we can go about doing that. So this is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN. Travel Bags with Anita.